And now we come to our first feature this week. It tells of a super gran who'll be 90 this year and who's preparing for her last international tournament. It's written by Derek James and the reader is Alan Shirley.
It looks like being the last international championships for a woman who is a wonderful ambassador for Norwich and Norfolk. The glittering career of our very own sword-fighting super gran is coming to an end. I will be 90 this year and I can't keep going on forever. I think this is it, said the amazing Connie Adam as she prepared for the European Veteran Fencing Championships being held in Italy during May. World beater Connie, who has won more than 100 trophies and medals for fencing in this country and across the world, has proven time and time again that age is no barrier when it comes to making dreams come true. Today, one of her great supporters, former Norwich Lord Mayor Roy Blower, is appealing for people to step forward for a final time to help Connie as she heads off across Europe with all her fencing equipment. People have been very generous and kind in the past, and I'm reaching out for their support one more time. She is a remarkable person and someone we can all be proud of, said Roy, who is a trustee of the Connie Adam Sporting Fund, along with former Norwich MP Dr. Ian Gibson. It's not easy for Connie, who travels on her own, so if anyone could help, that would be great. Perhaps a taxi to the airport could be arranged. She has certainly put Norfolk and Norwich on the map with her fencing skills and her attitude to life, said Roy. Connie is looking forward to meeting up with her daughter Pamela, a former pupil at the Blythe School who lives in Italy, when she takes part in the championships. It would be lovely to see her, and we are being joined later by my son Ian, who went to Earlham School, and his wife Susan, who live in South Africa, where they run a garage and trucking business, said Connie, who has lived in the city all her life. In a typical Norwich way, this proud mother and grandmother looked back on her life, saying, "I suppose you could say I've done nothing and a bit of everything." She loved playing badminton, and 30 years ago, Connie spotted a story in the evening news about a come and try sports session at Duke Street. She went, had a look at this fencing lark, and her life changed. "I thought I would have a go, and I really enjoyed it," she said. Recovering from a double knee replacement operation, she battled on. Her fencing skills improved, and she was encouraged to take part in a tournament. That was the start of an extraordinary sword-fighting career which took her around the world. She used her pension money to buy all the fencing equipment and her new life began. "It has been wonderful," she said. "I can't tell you how much I've loved it." Connie will be taking part in both the IPI and the Sabre classes in Italy. It will be the end of an era. And she is a Norwich woman with a traditional fighting spirit which took her and others to the steps of City Hall almost 20 years ago. Her father was Walter Burrows, a freeman of Norwich. She was an only child, but the honour could not be passed on to her because she was a woman. She swapped sword for placard, protesting about this old-fashioned law. "I'm a fencer, so I thought I would take up the sword and fight for the change in the law so women could become freemen of Norwich. This was an outdated rule and it needed changing. It was. Bon voyage, Connie, a true superstar. We wish you all well in Italy."
Thank you, Alan.